And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get going for you right now. The Harbor Beach City Council has approved new zoning rules governing future utility-scale battery energy storage facilities within the city. The ordinance amendment adopted during the council's July 20th meeting establishes a series of development standards that any proposed battery storage project must meet before receiving approval. Required application materials include a detailed site plan, along with plans covering facility decommissioning, land restoration, fire protection, and stormwater management. The updated ordinance also sets operational standards for lighting and noise. Lighting must be limited to what's necessary for safe operation, remain within the property's boundaries, and avoid creating glare visible from neighboring properties or nearby roads. New setback requirements prohibit battery storage facilities within 300 feet of residential zoning districts. Additional setbacks include 50 feet from public road right-of-ways and non-participating properties, 250 feet from wetlands, rivers, and streams, and no setback is required between adjoining participating parcels. The ordinance is scheduled to take effect 10 days after its official publication on August 2nd. The complete ordinance is available on the City of Harbor Beach's website. And the Frank Murphy Museum in Harbor Beach is celebrating the state's ties to the Philippines with its second annual Filipino Fiesta on Saturday. The event runs from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the museum grounds on South Huron Avenue. Visitors were able to experience the Filipino culture through traditional food, music, dancing, games, crafts, exhibits, and local vendors. There were museum tours, including the Philippine Cultural Collection, that were offered throughout the day. And the celebration highlighted Frank Murphy's service as Governor General of the Philippines during the 1930s, when he helped oversee the country's transition towards independence. Many artifacts from that period are part of the museum's permanent collection. The day concluded with prize drawings, including a tea party at the museum's historic Big House. Admission was open to the public. In Michigan, and families enrolled in the Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, nutrition program can now use their benefits to order groceries online from Meijer. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services announced Monday that Meijer has become the first retailer in the state to accept WIC benefits for online grocery purchases. The service is now available at all 122 Meijer locations in Michigan. Eligible shoppers can use their WIC card to purchase approved food items online while paying for non-WIC groceries with another payment method in the same order. Customers also have the option of curbside pickup or free home delivery. State officials say the new service is designed to make healthy food more accessible for busy families and improve the overall shopping experience for participants in the WIC program. The Michigan WIC program serves more than 187,000 women, infants, and children each month through nutrition assistance, education, breastfeeding support, and referrals to additional community resources. State officials say they plan to expand the online WIC shopping to additional retailers in the near future. We'll be right back after this brief promotional message.
The Thumb is always busy, and there's one place to keep up with it all: Thumbnet.net's community calendar. Thumbnet.net's community calendar brings together events from communities throughout the Thumb, including festivals, fundraisers, entertainment, and much more. Planning your weekend or promoting a local event? Start with Thumbnet.net, available anytime on your smartphone, tablet, or computer. Thumbnet community calendar, where the Thumb comes together.
And we're back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.